The Democratic Party of Wisconsin, or DPW, says Kopanky used state resources to send out materials about two economic forums he held in April and June. It says those were campaign-related events and wants paperwork from Kopanky's office to prove it. Kopanky, who recently announced his run for U.S. Congress, says the forums weren't campaign events but for constituents in his Senate district. The DPW says it sent several open record requests to Kopanky's office and Kopanky didn't comply. Attorney Michael Mastelman, on behalf of the DPW, has filed a writ of mandamus in circuit court in Madison, asking a judge to force Kopanky to turn over the documents.
The issue that is at hand today is, please give us the documents that belong to the public. We don't have any documents that belong to the public. Okay, we know you have some. You haven't turned them over. We're going to the court to force you to turn them over, or at least for you to acknowledge that you've destroyed them.
Kopanky has yet to comment on the allegations, but said in a recent interview that he consulted with the Government Accountability Board when he planned the two economic forums. Kopanky says he used campaign dollars to save taxpayers money, and the two events were not campaign-related.
You know, at the time when we're looking at budget situation as it was, and not a real good, you know, budget to work with down here as far as the availability of funds, well, I wanted to go a different route. I didn't want to spend monies, taxpayers' dollars, to put on this economic forum.
Kopanky expects to be vindicated at the next scheduled GAB meeting on Monday. He says he'll take any corrective measures if needed. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.